Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Willie V, aka Pool Boy Kennels of iTexture.com. In today's tutorial, we're going to look over a command in terminal, which is the inet or init command, depending on how you like to pronounce it. So let's go ahead and get logged in first. So we can go ahead and get started. And it'll take just a moment. All right, what we're going to go ahead and do is we're going to go ahead and open up terminal here. And we'll get that started as well. One of the things you want to keep in mind that the inet or init command is somewhat similar to the reboot and shutdown commands in terminal with a few variations. The inet or init command is actually used to terminate or restart processes within your Linux distro. Now, one of the commands, and let me see if I still have this up, it's somewhat of a variation of it, would be to restart your Apache server. So here we have the sudo etc inet.d /apache and then restart. So that's one of the ways to restart the Apache server. But what we want to do is we want to either restart our system or reboot our system. Now again, like I said, you can do this with the reboot and shutdown commands, but also the init or inet command. The variations that it has is if you do inet 0, that would, of course, shut down your system. Inet 6 will reboot your system, and inet 1 will put your system into a single user mode. This will allow you to do system administration or maintenance on the system itself. And the inet 3 will basically put it into a single user mode without any graphical user interface, while inet 5 will do the same thing, but it will give you the graphical user interface. So let's just go ahead and restart our system here, and we'll do it as a sudo inet 6, and then you'll notice that our system will go ahead and reboot and basically restart itself. So we'll go ahead and now give this a moment so you can run through that process. And here we are back at our command prompt. Now, I have it set up where I have to log in, but you may have it set up where you don't have to. So if you don't have to log in, you'll basically go right back to your desktop. And there we basically have it. That's using the inet or init command, however you like to pronounce that. Now again, I'll go ahead and put up the information for the other commands that you could use with this particular terminal command in Linux. Now it does not work on Mac OS X Leopard, but it does work on the latest version of Ubuntu and pretty much most Linux distributions. Anyways, this was Willie V, a.k.a. Bull Boy Kennels of iTexture.com. And as always, thank you for taking the time to watch.